This is William Morris Jones talking again about Barry Docks. Well, you were going to tell me something about pilfering.
In the wartime, I personally didn't have any, you know, personal recollection of it. Mm. But what I was told by my father.
Mm.
That the problem there, and it wasn't only true of Barry Docks, it was true of all ports,
mm.
that the lifeboat emergency rations were plundered by people.
What sort of people?
The workers on the dockside workers, and it resulted if a ship was sunk and the men had to go into the lifeboat.
Yeah.
They found there was no food in, no emergency rations.
Because it had been pilfered.
Because it had been pilfered.
Okay, and your father told you this.
Yes, yes.
Did he take any action about it?
Well, if they were caught, they would be severely punished. But
was there a detective force at the docks?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
So it's just this lifeboat pilfering.
In wartime, yes. Rations were put.
What sort of rations did they have?
Biscuits, mainly biscuits and hard rations, biscuits made it. Biscuits. Yeah. Things that would keep, you know.
And when they took these biscuits and things, did they keep them for themselves or sell them on?
I think they were sold on. I can tell you now, just this again is in the one I personally have no personal recollection
yes.
of it. There was an American Army depot there.
Oh, in Barry?
In Barry, yeah, a big one, a large one.
Do you recall the depot?
Hmm?
Do you recall the depot?
I can't, it was before I went to work there.
Okay.
And it was full of all kinds of things for American...
you mean the depot was at the docks?
The depot was at the docks, yeah.
Yeah.
And this was plundered. All kinds of things were taken from the American stores.
So they would have had things like chocolate.
That's right. Yeah, this kind of thing, chocolates and sweets and all kinds of things. The American troops were lavishly supplied with all kinds of things, sweets and all kinds of things.
And this was when your father was working there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he would have had first-hand knowledge of it.
Oh yes, yeah.
Mm. And he was the secretary, you said?
He ended up as the secretary, yes.
During the war, what did he do there?
Well, he was in the reserved occupation, so he wasn't called up. He was, I would say, an under-manager.
Right.
And he was also a Home Guard captain.
Oh.
Yeah.
So as an under-manager, he would have had to manage the men?
Yeah. No, not directly, no. He would be involved with office work. There were foremen and someone who directly managed the men.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
If I can think of something else.
Right, let me know and I'll come and record it.
I'll try to think of something else now.
Oh, what about Howard?
Howard Rees.
Yeah. When did he become a policeman?
He became a policeman, yeah.
When?
After the war.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the docks.
Okay. Right, thank you.
But his brother did. His brother, Peter, he worked in the office.
At the docks?
Yeah.
Oh.
He became a pilot and was killed in an air crash after the war.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, what did Peter Rees do at the docks?
He was in the office clerk, I was.
With your father then?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, right. Did your father get him the job?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Oh, there was also flour mills.
Flour mills?
They imported wheat.
From Canada?
From Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
And my father's brother worked there, Henry.
Right, thank you.
Mm.